This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Waiting for the Fed and what it means for your retirement savings.
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money Podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From 8 p.m. in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Let's get a sense of what's moving the markets with Julie Nieman at Smith Moore & Company. Hi, Julie.
Morning, Mark.
So markets have closed lower in the last few days. Tomorrow, we hear about the Fed's thinking. Explain how that's driving stocks down.
Well, basically, the market is going what we're calling a taper tantrum. It's the end of free money. The federal funds rate is near zero right now, and this is going to be coming to an end. The only question is how soon. The 10-year Treasury in May was about 1.6%. The other day, it was 2.9. That's a heck of a rise just over a very short period of time. But they need to have rising interest rates simply because economies are getting better.
So for people that are just watching the markets in the day-to-day, and they look at their own 401ks, and they see that they've lost money recently, what should just regular investors like that make of the current situation?
Well, they have to be aware of where the selling's coming from, and it's largely in the emerging markets. In China and Japan, they sold off about $41 billion worth of treasuries. The bond exchange traded funds have been seeing a massive sell-off here, and the emerging markets, which have been the beneficiaries of all this central bank easing, are all getting clobbered right now, and that's what you're seeing in your 401ks. So stay away from the emerging markets for the time coming. Indonesia, Brazil, and India are all getting hit and hit badly. What you're looking at, though, is what sector of the bond market do you want to be in? Rising yields will hurt the recovery somewhat. There's no more super cheap money available for housing or the stock market. And mortgage applications have been coming down, but you're still seeing recovery here.
Okay, Julie Nieman with Smith Moore & Company. Thanks very much.
You bet.
Al Jazeera America launches today. So far, it doesn't have a lot of advertisers on board. It'll have less than half the ads of other news networks. But it's got something special going, the very deep pockets of the government of Qatar. The new network has a hefty pile of cash to burn through, and Hepperman reports on how its war chest lets it measure success differently.
Al Jazeera America's executives won't be losing sleep over ad sales. But could swimming in cash be a problem? Kelly McBride is a faculty member at the Poynter Institute.
I can't think of a bad thing.
McBride says Al Jazeera America hopes to distinguish itself with news seen as too expensive for rival networks.
With all of these resources, they will get a really big scoop, and then people will watch.
Al Jazeera America is available in about half of TV-watching homes, but there's still a brand problem, says media analyst Jeff Jarvis.
I have Verizon Fios at home, and I wanted to see whether I'm going to be able to see Al Jazeera America on it. But what I did find was a rather robust discussion of viewers saying, don't put that Al Jazeera on my Fios.
But the Poynter Institute's Kelly McBride says if Al Jazeera America delivers on its promises, it can overcome the bias. I'm Ann Hepperman for Marketplace.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
When the Supreme Court struck down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act in June, the fight for same-sex marriage rights moved overnight to the 37 states that currently don't allow gay marriage. The door-to-door ground game is well underway in Oregon, where college students say canvassing is good summer work if they can get it. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is there.
The campaign is ramping up, with fundraising and lobbying in the states most likely to pass same-sex marriage soon.
The road to marriage is different in each state.
Thalia Zapatos with the group Freedom to Marry says legislators in Hawaii, New Jersey, and Illinois could pass marriage equality this year. The first state with a ballot measure before voters is Oregon. Next November, voters will decide whether to add same-sex marriage to the state constitution.
The cost of these campaigns probably won't top business-related measures like, you know, what a casino will spend. But you'll get up to the $6 or $8 or potentially $10 million figure.
Campaign funds are already flowing at Oregon United for Marriage's new field office in Portland, where organizers plot out the zip codes they'll hit.
97221, 97202, and each line has a...
About a dozen young staffers head out every afternoon to get ballot signatures.
My name's Charlie. I'm with the Campaign to Win Marriage for Same-Sex Couples.
Sure.
Charlie Duncan has been doing this work ever since he graduated college in the spring. Urban planning student Ina Levin says getting paid a few dollars above minimum wage to do something she believes in anyway is a pretty good deal.
I have volunteered in the past. In this position, I'm a paid canvasser. The freedom to marry is really important to me.
The Oregon Family Council, which opposes same-sex marriage, didn't respond to an interview request. The group is unlikely to raise anything like the millions that same-sex marriage advocates will, but Thalia Zapatos of Freedom to Marry says don't count her opponents out.
I don't think we should underestimate the power and the reach of those church networks that they do activate. Thousands upon thousands of congregants.
All volunteers ready to get out the vote for their side next November. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, bags of Doritos are getting upwards of $60 on eBay. They're collectible because of what's on the outside. Seattle police distributed free bags of chips at the city's annual Hemp Fest. They had cheeky stickers playfully explaining to stoners what is and is not allowed under Washington State's new law legalizing pot. Police only gave away 1,000 bags of Doritos to hungry pot festival goers. Snacks were gone in half an hour. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Midday Update. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.